Before I get this party started, my fellow advocates, I have a couple of announcements that I would like to share with you. First and foremost, I have to give a shout out to one of my listeners, one of my fellow advocates, a good brother that I know, my brother Singletary. Earlier this week, I reached out to him because it was his birthday. So once again, my brother Singletary, happy belated birthday to you. So I reached out to him just to extend birthday wishes to him. He replied and he told me that he listens to the Growth Times Infinity podcast, quote, religiously. So I just wanted to express my gratitude to my brother. I appreciate you continuing to listen. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. I appreciate you, my brother. And I've been knowing this brother for several years. We actually met at one of my jobs. And ever since then, man, that brother right there has been down with me, whether it's listening to the podcast or just me in general, brother. It was a pleasure. It was great reaching out to you earlier this week. Always, it was love. So once again, happy belated birthday to my brother. And once again, I appreciate your continued support. And one more topic before we get to the topic of discussion at hand. Recently, I had to buy a new microphone. So the microphone I was using before, I couldn't get it to work as I was trying to record the last episode of the podcast. So what I did first, actually, as I was thinking about, you know, which microphone I should get, I was just wondering, should I get the condenser mic once again, or should I get the dynamic mic? So what I decided to do is I decided to reach out to some people on social media to get their input, to get their feedback. And as a result, a number of people tapped in and they suggested that I should get a dynamic mic. So I went with that. So I definitely want to express my appreciation to those who weighed in, who provided feedback, who left their suggestions. I appreciate you all. Just to let y'all know, I did get a dynamic microphone. So from there, I was looking through Amazon and I was trying to decide which mic I wanted to get. Now, I had already tried out the Audio-Technica, which I recorded on that microphone like the first 100 so episodes. So that particular microphone has been great to me. So that was the option. And the other option was a Shure mic. I'm hoping that I'm saying that right. But the brand name is Shure. S-H-U-R-E. I hope that's I'm saying it right. If not, forgive me. It's all good. So I was trying to decide between the two which one to get. I decided to get both of them. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Because it was really a good price on one of them. And I know that S-H-U-R-E, the Shure, I've heard that that's a great brand as far as microphone, just electronics in general. And then the Audio-Technica, which I've had great experience with in the past. So I just decided to get both of them. And I know both of them will come in handy. I can kind of go back and forth as far as which one I want to use for each recording. Whether I'm recording the Growth Times Infinity podcast or I'm recording any content for social media for the Reggie the Growth Advocate YouTube channel. So I have two mics to use. And also I can utilize those two mics just in case I have an in-person conversation or interview with someone for the podcast or the YouTube channel. So it works out great. I have two microphones, y'all, and they're both dynamic. So as you're listening to this episode, let me know how I be sounding. Is everything coming out okay? I would love to receive your feedback as far as what the mic is sounding like, what you think. Feel free, as always, you can reach out to me either through social media or email. My email address is growthxinfinity@gmail.com. So there's that. Now let's get into the topic at hand. So for this episode, we're going to be talking about constructive criticism. Whether you're a person who is preparing to get an evaluation at your job, or maybe you're receiving some coaching and your coach is giving you tips, Maybe you have a mentor who is helping you and guiding you through your journey. Or perhaps you have some friends or associates who would like to offer up some advice to you in general. I would like to hope after this episode that we are prepared to receive constructive criticism, feedback. Let's get ready for it, y'all. So right now, what I would like to do, I would like to share with you some tips. 6 tips to be exact. Now, on this episode, I'm going to share with you 3. I'm going to share with you 3 tips on receiving constructive criticism. And then the other 3, I'm going to share with you in part 2 of this discussion, which will be on the Reggie the Growth Advocate YouTube channel. All right, my fellow advocates, so let's talk about it. Here are 3 steps in receiving constructive criticism. Step number 1, stop your first reaction. And when I say this, I want to encourage you all to be mindful of your body language and your facial expressions. Now, I've been told before personally that my facial expressions have a tendency to say it all. How I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. I can imagine that this may apply to others as well. So be mindful of your body language and your facial expressions when you are receiving constructive criticism. We have to watch it, y'all. We have to eliminate our emotions. You know, in many cases, emotions are not good, especially when it comes to receiving constructive criticism. I just want to encourage you to just kind of sit back, listen, and process everything that is given to you. Receive everything. Shut down your body language, your facial expressions, your emotions. Be tentative in listening to the feedback that's coming to you. So that's the first step. Stop your first reaction. Tip number 2 in receiving constructive criticism. Remember the benefits of receiving feedback. Remember the benefits, y'all. When we are getting that evaluation from our job, when our mentors are guiding us through our journey and they're giving us feedback, they're giving us tips, they're giving us criticism, those feedbacks should be an opportunity for us to improve. That's the benefit of receiving feedback. Any feedback has the potential to help with our development, regardless of the source. Now, something that I like to tell people and something that I like to tell myself when it comes to feedback, when people are giving you tips, criticism, you want to consider the source. Whether it's a trusted source or maybe not so much a trusted source, it's always good to dissect any type of feedback and see if it applies to you. You never know. That particular feedback from a trusted or maybe not so trusted source can help you in your self-improvement. So remember that. That was tip number 2. Remembering the benefits of receiving feedback. Tip number 3, listen for understanding. Like I said in tip number 1, just sit back and listen and process everything. Whoever is giving you that feedback, whoever is giving you that constructive criticism, allow that person to provide it in completion. Be mindful of your facial expressions. Be mindful of your body language, your eyes, and all that good stuff. Receive everything in completion. Focus on what was said to make sure that you have a clear understanding of what was shared with you. There may have been times where we would sit back and we're receiving that evaluation, we're receiving that feedback, that criticism, and we are moving a little bit. Our hands are moving a little bit. Our facial expressions seem to tense up. That type of thing. But I want to encourage you to sit like a statue. and just take everything in. Take everything in until everything is taken in. And then from there, I want you to break everything down. Break it down. And from that feedback, from that evaluation that you have received, get something out of it. Always be open to learning. Always be open to improving. So that was tip number three. Listen for understanding. So let's do a recap of these three tips in receiving constructive criticism. Tip number one is to stop your first reaction. Be mindful of facial expressions, body language. Get rid of the emotions. Get that out the way. Just sit back and listen and process everything. Tip number two, remember the benefits of receiving feedback. And that's for the sake of your self-improvement. That's for the sake of your personal development, your career development, your spiritual development, whatever it applies to. Remember the benefits of receiving feedback. And tip number three, listen for understanding. Sit back and take everything in until completion. Focus on what was said. Break it down to make sure that you comprehend everything. So those are my three tips to receiving constructive criticism. So feel free to tap in. Feel free to reach out to me and let me know what you think about those three tips in receiving constructive criticism. Stopping your first reaction. Remembering the benefits of receiving feedback. And listening for understanding. Let me know what you think about those three tips. Do you think those three tips are valuable, helpful, useful? Let me know what you think. And also, I have a question for you. I mentioned about considering the source when it comes to receiving feedback, when it comes to receiving constructive criticism. How do you feel about that, considering the source? Do you consider the source when it comes to receiving those things? Whether it's a mentor, whether it's a coach, whether it's a good friend, or maybe it's just a random person. And a lot of times we may receive feedback or criticism over social media as well. So how do you feel about that? Do you consider the source when it comes to receiving constructive criticism? And as always, you can reach out to me either through social media or email. And my email address is growthxinfinity@gmail.com. And as always, I appreciate you all tuning into this episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast. And I definitely want to encourage you to check out the show notes for information in regards to subscribing to the podcast, the description of this episode. If you would like to contribute to the cause, you can do so by buying me a coffee. And the link to buying me a coffee is in the show notes. And one more thing before we get up out of here, don't forget to check out the Reggie the Growth Advocate YouTube channel, where I mentioned that part two of this discussion will be on that channel next week. And also the Reggie the Growth Advocate YouTube channel, that's where we continue to discuss all things pertaining to personal development. Now, as we go forward until the next episode, keep growing and keep going.